It is a very good afternoon. It is Niall Boylan, which for the next hour or so, lots to talk about a bit later on. We'll be telling you a little bit more about our plan, our future plan for a media organisation that will be conservative, that will give you an opportunity to have an alternative news media and not have to listen to RTE or News Talk or Virgin Media all the time. Anyway, we'll talk about that a bit later on. But the first thing I want to get to, by the way, is welfare payments. Because it was a piece of the paper, although they changed the headline. The headline originally said you were better off basically on the dole than you were working, but they changed it slightly to that people on the dole get more increases, because I think the Irish Independent must have got a few complaints about the way it was worded. But still, the message is still the same. People who are not in the workforce are seeing their real incomes increase by more than people who are employed, according to an analysis by the Parliamentary Budget Office, the PBO of the Oireachtas. The increase for those in unemployment or employment, should I say, was 1.8% for 2023-2024, with public service faring off worse because their real incomes will grow by just 0.5% in the period at the end of the year. By contrast, many who are in receipt of social welfare payments are comparatively better off. The 157,000 people, say, for example, on disability allowances will get a net increase of 3.8%, as will the 146,000 people on job seekers allowance. It's been widely known, of course, that there are people out there who don't work and are far better off than those on lower incomes who put in 40 hours a week. We got a message this morning when we popped it up on Twitter, and a person said to us, "My partner's niece is working 20 hours a week. She's 32, nothing wrong with her, has one child. She got the keys to her new house last week, thanks to the hard-working people of Ireland. The best of everything, going on her second foreign holiday next week, and was given 5,000 for white appliances, or white good appliances." So that's a grant, basically, that you get, when you get a new house or a house from the social welfare or whatever it is, or council house. "I'm working 40 hours plus a week." The story is not unique and one that won't shock people, but is it time, that those who are long-term dependents on job seekers, for example, were forced to work? The idea that you can work hard and pay tax and end up with less money in your pocket than a person who's sitting on their arse all week and doing absolutely nothing is quite bizarre, but it happens in Ireland all the time. You know, I get everybody needs a place to live and money, but there is a percentage of the population taking the piss when it comes to welfare abuse. Is it time to get tough on welfare abuse? And I only spoke to somebody last week. She's a working mum. She's got one child. She's on her own, single parent, and she works hard. She's entitled to nothing. She's saving at the moment for a deposit for a house. She's currently renting and paying to pin to the collar, so to speak. And she said a mate of hers doesn't do a tap, not a single tap. Her boyfriend lives with her. She just got a brand new 3-bedroom house out in Lucan. And she said, this is just so unfair. I am working my arse off. She sits in her hole and does nothing. She goes on holidays. She has the best of everything. And she's just got a brand new house that I could never afford because it's nearly over 400,000. And her boyfriend is actually living with her. So there is a massive abuse of the social welfare system going on by people. But how do you track that down? We have enforcement officers. They don't do a great job, it seems. Would you report somebody, for example, if you knew about it? Or is it time we got tough? I basically said to people, hold on, you can't sit in your arse for 40 hours a week. You got to get out and work. You got to contribute to society. This idea that you get everything handed to you for nothing. And they say there's only 5% of people unemployed. But that's 5% of people who are registered as job seekers. For example, if you're a lone parent, you're not registered as a job seeker. If you're on disability, you're not registered as a job seeker. There's a lot of people, by the way, who have genuine disabilities. But there are an awful lot of people claiming disability allowance who are not disabled at all, quite capable of working, actually. They've been on disability for years. You know, for example, alcoholism is classed as a disability. Drug use is classed as a disability. If you can't read or write and you're illiterate, that's classed as a disability. But it's not a disability. You can still work in a call centre. You don't have to read and write to work in a call centre. And I'm pretty sure if you made a bit of an effort, you might be able to learn to read and write. So there are many things that are classed as disabilities that are not actually really disabilities as far as I'm concerned. And people should be able to work to some degree in some sort of job. But let me know what you think. Is it time we got tough? Or are we picking by suggesting that? Is that picking on the wrong people? After all, the ones that are really robbing the country, they say, are the men and women in suits. So are we picking on the wrong people by picking on welfare payment or welfare recipients? Let me know what you think. The number is 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. Let me come to Ciarán first, then I'll go to Dave. Ciarán, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Ciarán, I mean, it's an interesting headline. They changed the headline, by the way, the Irish Independent, because I think they got a few complaints because it was worded slightly incorrectly. But look, we're all well aware that there are people on welfare who are basically fare off better than those who are working on low incomes. You know, is it time we got tough?
Nile, I'm going to say it's relative. Okay, get tough. Of course people shave, but like, okay, so I got an X on income gets 3% increase. 3% increase on £2 versus one on 200. You know, I'm really, and by the way, I would be, you know, I'm no liberal, you know, milksop. Now, on dobbing people in, Barratka tried that back in 2013 or 14.
2017, yeah.
Yeah, well, was that recent? I thought it was further back. But they shut it down because it cost more to set up the unit than, you know, that was actually raised by, you know, with anonymous reporting of the welfare scams. Now, look, I agree. I mean, maybe there's something wrong. But, you know, you very, very rightly brought in what's disability allowance? What's that? You know, what is welfare? And oh, by the way, the other thing too is it is social welfare now. I mean, yeah. I don't like this American term welfare. It is about social cohesion. You know?
Yeah, and I agree. By the way, there are many people who are getting a welfare payment or a social welfare payment who rightly deserve it, right? For whatever reason, they can't work, they are incapable of working, they're not able to work, or they just genuinely can't get a job at this present moment in time, which would be difficult to say that you can't get a job. I mean, you couldn't walk down the street but be offered a job at the moment. So there's 5% who are on job seekers, right? Their class is technically unemployed. But there's also a swathe of people who would be on, and I know in Britain they did a reassessment of disability payments and found that nearly half the people on disability were quite capable of working. So those kind of things should be accessed or should be looked at. But would it be worth it, Ciarán? This is the problem.
I don't know if it's worth it. Okay, I don't know if it'd be worth it. And also, you know, I mean, disability payments, you know, I've lived in the UK. I was on the scratch years ago. I was doing the typical...
The scratch. I haven't heard that word. The scratch in years. Yeah, go on. Or the labour. The labour. Yeah.
Labour. We're working on the building site and whatever as well. But, you know, they brought in all these consultancies to analyze it. You know, I'm not sure I'd like some, you know, fat consultant, forgive my language, sitting behind the desk telling me whether I'm fit for work or not. Okay, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've just put it out there. You mean, very easy to come up with, you know, questions or very easy to come up with answers, but sometimes we need to look what the question was.
Okay, but what about the message I got this morning? My partner's niece is working 20 hours a week because you're entitled to work up to 22, isn't it, or something like that, without losing your payment.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, she's 32, nothing wrong with her, has one child. She just got the keys to her new house, thanks to the hardworking taxpayers of Ireland. The best of everything, going on our second foreign holiday next week, was given 5,000 for white goods appliances, but I'm working 40 hours a week. Now, I've heard about this. You get your nice new house from the welfare and then they hand you a check then, you know, to buy furniture or whatever it is that you need. And for somebody else, like that girl I spoke about earlier on that I know, and she's working hard, she's got one kid, she's a single parent, she's saving for a mortgage at the moment, saving for a deposit, working her arse off, and she says, you know, a mate of hers gets a brand new house out in Lucan worth 400,000 that she could never afford and has her boyfriend living with her. I mean, which is the biggest social welfare fraud we have in this country, which is cohabiting couples.
And I agree, and I can understand why she's really annoyed. But I mean, what's the solution? The police state, but we don't want it. Actually, we're probably getting there with digitization anyway. How do you control that? Okay, I mean.
You're saying it's not worth having more inspectors, but I know they used to do the on that particular swathe of people. For example, they used to have inspectors that would call unannounced to your door. Now, I know some people say it was invasive. They would come in, they'd check to see if there was men's clothes in the drawers or, you know, if there was somebody else living in the house with you. You know what I mean? So that,
yeah, you just say you're trans now, like in terms of football.
I actually identify as a woman or a man. Yeah. Obviously, stay there, Ciarán, for a second. Dave, hi, how are you? According to Ciarán, it just wouldn't be worth it. And maybe we're picking on the wrong people. We should be picking on those in suits who are committing the bigger fraud in this country.
Sorry, explain that to me again.
Ciarán is saying it wouldn't be worth our while, you know, looking for Mary or Johnny that, you know, is basically defrauding the system.
Yeah, but like, you have to look at, you know, either you're at the top of the ladder or the bottom of the ladder in this country. People, like, you know, let's pick a salary of five. That's a take-home salary of 500 quid. And let's say you have a council house and you have, which I do. And your salary is €500 take home. They're going to want 17%, roughly a fifth, for your rent. You lose your medical card. You're at nothing earning £500 in Ireland, really. You wouldn't have any sort of life, you know, if you had a small, even going around in a banger with a small credit union loan. You know, you're at nothing on there. Like, I don't blame people, you know, doing bits and pieces and ducking and diving and, you know, because, you know, the average wage is crap. And look how much it is to buy a house. I feel, I don't know what my kids are going to do when they leave and go to school, because, you know, like, what sort of, like, imagine a guard and a nurse trying to buy a house in Dublin now. How much do you think
they just launched new houses in the Oscar Traynor Road, which is a fancy word for Coolock, and they said they're affordable housing, and they're 479,000.
Yeah, well, they were here, and that's the point. That, you know, that's an insult to Irish people.
Well, you'd be earning 120 grand a year to get the money for an affordable house at 479,000. So, Dave, what's your circumstance? You said you have a council house. Are you working?
I'm not working on the books, but I'm doing bits and pieces here.
Oh,
and
you're
there,
not.
On and
oh,
off,
okay. You're not working on, so you're not paying tax, and I'm assuming then you're claiming a welfare payment.
Well, yeah, of course I am. Yeah, but okay. Like, I don't have a regular job. I don't have any skills. I can't get, you know, a decent rate of pay. It's the only way I can kind of make up my wages, really, if I'm doing bits and pieces. Like,
well, you're doing bits and pieces. But you're clearly capable of doing something if you're doing bits and pieces.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's not worth me while to go off the dole, because, you know, I'm going to lose my medical card. They're going to put me... The last time I had a job, they were charging me €85 rent. I was putting €70 into my car. And obviously, it's nearly embarrassing now going out with people. Everyone's stopping and having their lunch in shops, which I couldn't really afford to do. You know, I have a couple of kids. But you don't see 10 or 15. You have a cup of coffee and a ham roll at lunchtime, and there's kind of 15 quid a day. Like, it's not, it wouldn't be worth my while to work a job for €500.
So when you say you're ducking and diving, doing a few bits and pieces, how many days a week are you working?
It depends. Like, I work with a fella, we do a bit of metal fabricating, so I just do a bit of labour, and if he's busy, he might have a week for me. If he's not, you know, we could be in between jobs. Let's say we finished a job last Friday, and he has another job now starting for a week or two, so I'm doing nothing now, you know.
Right.
So I just have to live on me dole, you know, which is really hard.
But do you expect people to feel sorry for you?
Oh, no, I don't expect them to feel sorry for you. I'm just explaining that you can't. It's hard to live on social welfare alone.
But I find it hard to believe there are people out there like yourself who are unskilled workers, by your own admission, but are quite happy to work 40 hours a week and pay their tax and do everything above board, because if everybody did that, it'd be cheaper for everybody.
Yeah, there's no gravy on the dinner doing that. You're off your head. If you want to go on a holiday or have a half-decent car or buy your kids, you know, you bring your kids shopping at Christmas and it's £200 for a pair of runners. That's only one item, and you have a couple of kids. You can't do that on the dole, you know. So, and then if they're not wearing the latest thing, they get slagged off in school and all. So no, I
200 pair. You know, hang on. I've worked all my life. I've never paid £200 for a pair of runners. What sort of kids have you got? Are they needy?
I'm telling you, that's what the kids wear.
It's not what my kids wore.
Let's say the likes of Leo Varadkar there, he's at the running the country in the ground, ruining it with migrants, right?
Yeah.
And now after fucking off to do something else now, but God knows what obviously he's a plan now.
Don't be blaming Leo Varadkar. You're the one who's breaking the law. But you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
So don't be blaming Leo Varadkar. No, I'm not having a go. I'm just saying, you can't turn around and say, the government are doing this, the government are doing that, the government are doing the other. When you're on the dole, I'm working.
Hang on a second. You get any tradesmen on here now, and even the chap I work for, loads of cash jobs. When we even price a job, it's either cash or you need a VAT invoice. What's the difference? He said there's a huge difference. Cash. And that's tradesmen. If your boiler breaks in your house now, and a fella says, I can do it for 80 cash now for an hour and an hour's work, or I can give you 160 with a VAT invoice, which is not worth a shite to you. What are you going to pick? Now, come on. And you know that you're paying out him cash. So you're breaking the law now, but that's all right, is it? You know, you can't have it every way.
But if everybody took the road that you're doing, which is the easy route, because you're getting your free gaff, you're getting your money every everybody, well, no, 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 hang on. If everybody did what you did, right, and got, you know, the house off the council because the council think you're not working, so...
There's nothing wrong with people getting the house off the
council. I never said there was anything wrong with it.
14 years of shit I had.
Yeah, I'm not saying there was. There's anything wrong with anybody getting a house off the council, provided they're actually entitled to it. You're clearly not, because you're working on the side as well. You're not paying tax. You haven't. You probably
once you get your council house, you keep it for the rest of your life. Yeah. That's not the way that works.
Yeah, when was the last time you held down a proper job where you paid tax?
Probably before the last recession. You know, I got into a bit of financial difficulty. I lost my house that year.
That's 13 years ago.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And
you've been on the dole for 13 years.
Well, I tell you, I had a taxi at the time and I couldn't renew the plate over a tax issue. And so I lost all my income, marriage broke down, everything, had to hand the keys back in the house.
I'm sorry to hear you. I'm sorry to hear you had a few problems. And yeah, it's going to take a year or two to get back on your feet. But 13 years and you're still on the dole. You're still not
working. I have no interest in putting anything into this country, to be honest. I couldn't give a shit about it.
And do you feel anyway guilty? By the way, do you get a holiday every year? Do you get a holiday?
Yeah, of course we get away on holidays a couple of times a year.
That's great, isn't it? There are people who work in this country, Dave, who can't afford to go away on holidays.
I don't go to the Seychelles or anything. You know, we just go to Lanzarote or something. It's not exotic, like, you know.
I'm not saying it is exotic. Well, some people can't afford to go to Lanzarote, and they're working hard. Because they have a mortgage to pay, unlike you.
To show you how flawed the system is.
How flawed the system is. You're the one who's abusing it. You know, how is the system flawed when you're abusing it?
If you're out working, breaking your ass 40 hours a week and you can't, you know, being legit and you can't get a holiday in the country, something's wrong.
Dave, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Owen. Owen, hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Niall. How are things with you, boy? You well?
Good. You've been listening to Dave there. He's out of work 13 years. He's got a council house, which is costing him nothing, 17 quid a week or whatever he said it was costing him. And,
28.
Country's full of them. Yeah. I was up there recently with a buddy of mine in a certain part of Cork City, and he's busting his ass paying tax and stamps, paying his whole lot, decent, honourable, responsible man. And the guy across the road from him in another, it's council estate, like, he's got two Mercs in the driveway. They go on three holidays a year, and he's never had a job in his whole life. Never had a job.
He was paying tax in.
He's out of jail all the time.
Oh, he's a criminal.
The only time he gets to see his whole family is when he's in jail in Christmas, and the whole lot will be in jail together to be able to have it. And he has more to show for it than you do, Niall.
Probably does have more. Yeah, sometimes they say crime doesn't pay. Anyway, but look, Dave is committing a crime, technically, because it is fraud.
He's only a small villain. He's just...
He's a small villain, is he? Yeah.
Because he couldn't get a tax clearance certificate because he never paid tax, and he'd be sponging off the rest of us, and it's all our own fault. Country's full of them.
Yeah.
Any dole inspector would only have to drive around any of those estates, and if he sees two Mercs in the driveway and they've never been off the dole in the whole lot, where'd they get the money for that? The criminal assets bureau.
Yeah. Dave, why didn't you... back in 2011 or whenever it was during the recession, you said you couldn't get your taxi license because you couldn't get a tax clearance certificate. I'm assuming that's because you didn't pay your tax.
I couldn't pay the return that year. That's why. I paid the return every other year. I just fell on hard times that year. I couldn't get the money together. I had to send in a tax return with no money, and they said, you're not getting your tax cert. No, and that was the end of that.
I give up work now. Won't bother me arse.
Well, I didn't really. I was a bit pissed off and a bit rebellious, and I said, "That's grand. I'll do what every fucker does in the country." I said, "I'll go down the social welfare route and get a health handed to me for nothing."
We'll do what every quoting you. You'll do what every fucker in the country does. Everybody in the country doesn't do what you're doing. Most people in the country make an effort. They make some sort of effort.
Anyway, it took me 13 years. I got a house in the end, and I don't have to worry about living or rent or any shite like that ever again.
Yeah, maybe you could have afforded your tax if you aren't paying 200 quid for a pair of runners for your kids for Christmas and bringing them off to Lanzarote. Where's your priorities?
Where's my priorities? Spoiling me kids? Give them everything you can. I think every person in the world would do anything. Would you not do anything?
If I had the money. Of course you spoil your kids if you have the money to spoil them. Yeah, but if you don't, you have to cut your cloth, you clown.
Yeah, well, I do. That's why I'm out working hard.
Yeah, but you're out working hard, but nobody else is benefiting from you working hard. The state isn't benefit. Other people who are on welfare payments, for example, for disability, who are genuine, don't benefit because you're not paying any tax into the system. You're just taking. You're taking.
I'm not worried about the state because they don't give a shit about me and I don't give a shit about them. And that's the way it is.
And that's the attitude, is it?
It is, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And how long more? How long more are you planning on staying? Well,
to be honest, I'm getting old now. I'm going to be retiring soon, so I'm not going to be working for much longer. So
you say you're not going to be working for much longer. You're officially not working, according to.
Well, on paper, yeah. Of course, I'm doing bits and pieces. Everyone does bits and pieces.
And when you do a week's work for the metal fabricator guy, how much would you get for a week's work if you don't?
Give me 100 a day into me hands, you know.
So you get 500 a week if you do 5 days.
Yeah, into your hand.
No tax. Yeah. And then you get your welfare, and then you get the equivalent of about 1,800 a month because you're getting a free house.
Well, that brings me rent stays down cheap, and then also hang on to my medical card, and so the kids hang on to their medical card. So it works out, you know?
Yeah, it's great. And you obviously get fuel allowance, back to school allowance.
Social welfare, I actually call that my diesel expenses, my social welfare.
That's your diesel expenses.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a social welfare payment that would pay my diesel once a week for me. That'd be grand. Suit me grand. Yeah. Let me go to Maureen. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
You've been listening to this lad. You know what I mean? See, this is what happens, Maureen, when you've got people like him taking advantage of a system, it gives everybody on welfare a bad name.
Yeah, well, look, I left school at 16. And the only reason I left school at 16 is because I was kind of a rebel. I didn't understand. You see, look, I would have loved to have gone on to, we'll say, a university to study English and history, because that was there my subjects. And I couldn't understand why I needed all the maths and that. It wasn't allowed in the day now. You had to have all these other, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you
no. I get the gist of where you're going, Maureen.
Yeah. So I left school at 16.
By the way, I need to get to the point in relation to this particular story that's in the paper. You know, people like Dave are living proof of the Oireachtas research that was done in relation to some people are better off on the dole, but clearly because he's working on the side. Do you blame him for doing that, or is there bigger problems in this country?
Well, I was working up until, I suppose, about 4 years ago. I did different jobs. I was with the Irish Wheelchair. I was with Gert and all them, and I was working there. But I have scoliosis.
Yeah, so you have a genuine disability. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't get it. So the last time I was turned down twice because some pin pusher told me I wasn't entitled to it. So now I was told now I'd have to go and see a rheumatologist, which could take 3 to 5 years. I don't need a rheumatologist. I don't want to have.
So what payment are you on at the moment? Are you on?
I'm on.
Job seekers.
Oh, the job seekers, yeah. And I get, well, it's supposed to be 220, right? But my rent comes out of it.
Okay, but the thing is you have a disability, so it's difficult for you to work. You're not in the same situation as this clown.
Yeah, so I get 197 in my hand. I have to do everything out of, in 197. I have to buy paint for my house when I can't afford it.
Okay.
That means something else has to go.
Do you think we should, I'm not talking about you, obviously, but do you think we should get tough on people like Dave, who are clearly taking advantage of the system?
Well, I think, yes. Look, I think if you are fit for work and you're drawing social welfare, but you can still go out and work, I do think so.
Yeah.
Because it isn't fair on the rest of us. I mean, but I would need, Niall, and this is, I would need another 100 on top of that to live a decent life. The last
he's getting another 500 on top of that.
Well, yeah, well, that's wrong.
Mm. Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to bed.
It affects all of us.
Well, it does, and I don't think he realises that. Because all he seems to care about is himself. I'm Dave, I'm talking about you, sorry. All you seem to care about is yourself. It's feck everybody else. You start blaming Leo Varadkar a few minutes ago. It's not Leo Varadkar's fault that you're scamming the system. Is it? Dave?
It's not Leo Varadkar, no, but I'm explaining to you, like, he's going to operate, he's got a pension 4 times... more than I'll ever earn in a year, and he's not even working; he's retired.
Okay, I'm not a fan of his politics, but I don't begrudge him his wages.
And here they ruin the country, and then they fuck off out of job.
Hold on. Whatever you think about politicians ruining the country, people like you are ruining the country too. You're scamming the system.
I'm a small fish in this thing. Really.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of small fish.
Do you think he deserves that pension after what they've done to this? I'll tell you one thing. Do you know what danger it is to walk down the street at night now? Never mind for a woman.
It's everybody else's fault, isn't it? Everybody else's fault. Everybody else's fault except yours, isn't it? Everybody else's fault except yours. He said it's everybody else's fault that you're scamming the system. It's not your fault. You blame everybody.
I'm only a small pond in this, and I'm a small fish.
Okay, hang on. Stay there. Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm absolutely disgusted at him. I understand Maureen's position completely, but that man makes me vomit. I have worked since I was 13 years of age in bits of jobs, whatever I could get to keep myself because I was my mum and dad needed help with the others that were coming along. I put myself into nursing. I got fuck all pay for years. We were very badly paid. I never once thought of ever asking for a penny or a handout. My husband wasn't working through mental health illness. And, you know, there was nothing. I had nothing, but I never stopped paying tax or contributing to the country. My kids never, thankfully, never drew the dole. They either immigrated and got work somewhere else. And I did my best to keep.
Yeah, and you weren't buying them 200 euro runners while you were, you know, while you were down in your luck.
No, I went in and I bought them in secondhand shops. There was a lovely secondhand market up and off Thomas Street there, and I went up there when they were small to buy stuff because I didn't have it.
Yeah,
I'm proud of the fact that I kept it all together. I would never ask for anything. I lost my job a few occasions in nursing when we didn't have permanent and pensionable jobs, and I went out and I worked. I got a day here or a day there, and I brought home the money and I went in and talked to the bank about my mortgage so I could meet him. And I did not, my kids didn't get a lot growing up, but they knew that I earned it honestly. And
is it difficult, Dave, to listen to an honest person? Is it, do you find that hard to listen to an honest person, Dave?
No, listen, I'm not here to judge people. You know, this is the way I live my life. And like I said, it's my way of making an extra few pounds. I don't think it's worthwhile me going out to work for $13.50 an hour. I'll just, you know, I'd be down money. If I went and took a job for £500 a week, really, that's only worth about 300 quid a week to me. But by the time me rent...
Yeah, but if you're working for 500 quid a week, the money you're getting on welfare is not... it's not your money.
60 euros.
Yeah, but that's not your money. That's people who are paying tax. That's their money that you're taking.
From what I gather, his family or his children are going to live the same way because they see where their father's at.
Yeah.
So, you know, unfortunately, they do. And they
monkey see, monkey do, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. 200 euro for a pair of runners. Let's be honest. Like, I mean, you can get a pair in the second-hand shop that are practically new for 1 to 3 euro or for even 5 euro if you're that. Rather than, you know, promoting this is what you deserve this. It's 200 euro. Your dad's going to get it from the state to give you a pair of runners. Yeah. Like, that's my money you're giving your kids. My kids don't have it. Why are yours getting it?
Yeah, 10 euro at pennies, you get a brand new pair of runners, Dave.
Do you think kids nowadays are rare runners out, Penny? Stop it. Would you stop it the 2 years? They're living in cuckoo.
You have to live according to your means. If you're Rothschild, you can go in and buy your 200 runners.
Go on to a sports website there and have a look at Air Max there. How much are they a pair? Oh, and then I'll tell you another thing. Once they go into size 6, they're nearly double the price.
Why would you be, if you're on a welfare payment and you're struggling allegedly and you're only getting a bit of work every now and again and you're on in a council house, why would you be buying Nike Air Max for your kids?
I didn't say I was struggling. I said I'd struggle without a bit of cash work. I'm not struggling at the moment at all. I don't struggle because I have to duck and dive to feed my family and earn an extra few bob. And I said the gravy on the dinner is getting a bit of cash here and there, and that's what it is.
Okay, so I'm working it out here. You're getting your 500 quid tax free. You're getting your house, which is probably worth 1800 quid a month. Yeah, roughly. Okay, so that's probably about, we'll just say about 600 quid a week, because that's probably what it's worth to you, right? On top of that, you get your dole, which is 230 whatever the hell it is a week. On top of that, I'm assuming you get a fuel allowance, do you? Probably worth about
we don't get fuel allowance.
What do you mean you don't get a fuel? Why aren't you getting a fuel allowance?
I don't know. I never applied.
Okay. You're getting your children's allowance. How many kids have you got?
Two.
Okay, that's 250. That's another 250 quid a month, which is about 60 quid a week. Medical card, probably worth about 20 quid a week to you. per child, per you as well, maybe a bit more. I mean, you're pulling in the region of somewhere just under 1,500 quid, the equivalent of somebody who has to work and earn 1,500 quid per week. That's what you're doing.
I'm a hard worker.
Not exactly.
Sorry?
Niall, yeah. I pay 60 euro to go to my GP. 60 euro. I can't afford to go. If I was sick in the morning, I hope that I can take
goes for free. Yeah, he goes for free.
I have to pay my prescription every month for my tablets currently is at 54 euro a month. Do you know? And I need them. And if I don't have them, I don't have the money to get them. I can't, what can I do? I have to ask somebody for them.
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean, I don't go on any holidays.
Can I ask a question? If you live beside Dave here, okay, and you knew what he was up to, and you say you recognise his voice on the show or whatever, and would you report him?
Unfortunately, this is where you're caught. You wouldn't, because you just feel that that's not my business. Unfortunately, I have to say, Niall, I'd be afraid to report somebody that lives next door to me.
Right, okay, because it's not your business.
No, and it's not that it isn't my business, but my anger is, at least you allow me to say it, but I wouldn't because I don't want to fall out with anyone. But I do blame the government that they should have something in place.
Because everybody says they wouldn't report people. Most people have ever done the topic about reporting people. People say they wouldn't, right? Well, then we're all part of the problem, then, aren't we? If we allow Dave to do that, because there's lots of Daves all over the country, and Marys and what have you.
Yeah, but Niall, what do we do? Like, is it a responsibility of each individual to do it? I don't know. I mean, I'd love to have the balls to do it, but I wouldn't dream of it because I don't want to hurt. You know, I mean, what's going to happen? I don't know. The government have nothing in place. You know.
But the problem is very little happens. Even if the government were to inspect Dave or to somebody ratted on him or whatever, there's probably very little. Dave, do you ever get, because you're on a job seeker's payment, do you not have to prove that you're looking for work?
Do I have to what? Sorry?
Do you not have to prove you're looking for work?
Ah, yeah. You just deployed for a few jobs. They sent me on that job path once. That was nonsense now, you know.
So
just had to apply for 10 jobs every week. Just apply for something ridiculous, like a brain surgeon or something. That's definitely going to say no to you.
And what, you just have to prove that you applied for a job?
Yeah, just apply for 10 jobs. I used to pick old jobs, you know what I mean? I know they'd be gone already. Yeah, it was quite a nightmare trying to get down to them. I'd have to take a day off work to go into them.
You'd have to say, you have to take a day off work just to get down.
He has no morals. He has no moral compass, that lad. I'm really sorry. He just thinks that we all have to pay for his lifestyle.
Yeah. And you're right. His kids will grow up just like him. And his kids will grow up just like him because they see what their dad does.
That's another generation gone. And like this is what we've seen happen since the 70s and 80s. Like once, nobody, you can see the generational stuff going in, the pregnancy at 16, the three kids, the apartments, the flats all given. I can see it's just a repeat. And the government should have stopped this long time ago when the whole country was in full employment back in the early
2000s. It's full employment now. We've full employment in Ireland. There's 5% registered as unemployed. But they're just people who, like him, who are either taking the piss or they just never want to work. But do me a favour, stay there a second because I want to go to Tony. Tony, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall. How are you? Are we okay?
Good, Tony. You've been listening to Dave there. He's on the dole. He's got his council house. He's got his medical card. His kids are in the Nike Air Max. He goes on 2 holidays a year and he's working for 500 quid cash a week when he can.
I know, I can't be too critical. He shouldn't be, you shouldn't be spouting it on the airwaves either, though, you know. But no, I wouldn't squeal on him either if he lived beside me and he was doing that, because it's not his fault. As he said, he was compliant up to 2008 and the banks went haywire. The taxpayer ended up bailing them out. It's from the top down, Noel, and that's what people look at.
But you can't blame, you can't blame everybody. How can we look at the government to give out about them when we're doing it ourselves?
Because it just comes naturally for to look above you. Like, you can't look down.
He's blaming Leo Varadkar.
Just look at the corruption, Lyle. There's 6.5 billion a year spent on NGOs. So as Dave said, he's only a very small little splash in this ocean. 6.5 billion a year spent on NGOs for the callous names and shit storing all the time for calling us names. But just like now, they've appointed a lady Ivan Joseph.
Oh, yeah, the Ribena woman.
Yeah. I mean...
I by the way, for people who don't remember, I was on a television show with her one night and she called me a racist as well. Yeah, she calls everybody a racist.
Now, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's going to be on a big salary.
Oh, she'll be on a huge salary because she's now a spokesperson for diversity for the state.
£150,000 a year.
I don't even know why they gave her the job.
Yeah, hang on, I'm getting £500.
She claimed a waiter was racist because he gave her a glass of Ribena.
He gave him Ribena instead of wine. Yeah. I mean, like, this is what people are looking at, Niall.
Okay, but moving on from that, Tony, I understand the point you're making. There's the corruption at the top. The people in the suits probably rob more money from us than...
It's not just corruption, Niall. It's massive. $6.5 billion. Them NGOs.
I get that, but how can we give out about all of those things and then not give out about Dave? Because Dave is doing a smaller scale.
Right, hold on, let's turn the clock back. Like, Dave wasn't, he couldn't afford his tax for his taxi, like his bill, his revenue bill. Would it not have been more beneficial for revenue to say, right, fair enough, like, we're going to put a payment plan in order for you? Yeah, but they didn't, obviously. They told him, no, he's not tax compliant, he's off the road.
Well, he hasn't made an effort, by the way, to come clean. Dave, did you ever pay off the revenue bill that you owed?
No, and by the way, they never offered me that payment plan. If they had offered me the payment plan, it would have bit their hand off. There was no mention of that.
You need to ask, because I can tell you now.
Here's what you owe us. I said, I'm going to lose my play. I'm going to be on the street. I actually said to your woman in revenue, I said, it'll be a drop in the fucking ocean if you don't give me back, let me back renew my play. I said, I mean that. And she said, well, that's not our problem. I said, well, we'll see about that.
No.
I can tell you now, if you have a problem and you owe money to the revenue commissioners, if you ring them up and you genuinely haven't got it, because they'll check and see what you have in your bank account, and if you genuinely haven't got the money, they will come up with an arrangement for you to pay it over time.
They didn't come up with an arrangement then. I was told years afterwards that I can pay it off, set up a plan, years afterwards.
Did you pay it off?
And then about 8 years afterwards, I was reconsidering going back into taxi, and I had to resit my PSV now as well. And I applied for it one night for the tax clearance, and that bill had been wiped off.
Right. Written off.
All right, now that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, like, you can't blame everyone like Dave. Now, I do agree, a system in this country is messed up because it's geared up for poor old Paddy that was be standing outside the Bookies having a smoke, slipping in and out and having a pint, and he couldn't take a job because he'd missed the 2:35 at Chepstow or something like that. And he's never went through booms or busts or out like that. He's always been unemployed. They're the ones. I'm not talking to lads like Dave. He can turn around and he can say things like that. He was working up to 2008. The banks messed up. The government messed up. He didn't mess up.
Hang on. But I could live with that excuse for a year or two. He's been in that situation 12 years now.
Noel, it was...
But he hasn't worked in 12 years.
Yeah, because...
And he's on in a council house, which people would die for. And,
right,
and he's working on the side and not paying any tax.
Yeah,
and he's buying his kids Nike Air Max.
I don't earn a cent that I don't get taxed on, okay?
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay. But I can't blame, I can't be too critical of not going back into that again.
Hold on, Tony. I understand people are out there, they get a few quid on the side, they don't pay their tax on it, and that's fine, right? And when I say that's fine, people do that all over the country. There's a black economy, we're well aware of that. But this is not just doing a job on the side and getting a few quid into your hand. This is Dave doing a job on the side, getting a few quid. And not only that, he's then taking money as well from the Department of Social Protection.
And he's then getting on the airwaves and broadcasting.
And he's also in a house that people would die for because they can't afford 1,800 or 2 grand a month.
Noel, there's people coming into this country with no affinity to this country getting handed down.
By the way, that's wrong too, Tony. I'm not saying that's right.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what people are looking at. There was a lad I was talking to 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was 59th on the housing list, an Irish lad, walking, he's not getting away with a cent in tax.
Yeah.
Walking away, he was 59th on the housing list last year. He got in touch with them this year, about a month previous to when I was talking to him, and asked just like where he was. He was 420 odd on the housing.
He'd gone back down because the priority, of course, somebody with kids had got ahead of him or something.
Because people coming into this country are... Now, that's what the likes of him is looking at. So
I understand. There's a lot of bad stuff going on, and I disagree with all of that. But I equally disagree with what David said. Okay, but hang on. I need to go to Carl as well here. Carl, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Noel. How's things?
Good. Carl, you know, I understand what Tony's saying. There's loads of things that I disagree with, but I also disagree with what Dave is doing.
Oh, of course, yeah. Now, one thing I'll say about Dave, the government, like politicians, are on far too much money. But look, yeah, it's a
separate argument. That's a separate argument.
From the top down. In regards to welfare, the system's been broken for years. It has been there and it can be easily abused. People can have a couple of kids and just go on a housing list. They'd get more money. They go on a housing list back in the day, probably for 5-6 years. They'll get a house, they'll get a rent allowance, they'll get children's allowance, medical cards, this and that. And if the system is there, it's more worthwhile for them to not work. It's broken, right? I don't believe anyone that is fit and able should be on welfare, job seekers, whatever, for more than a year. There should be something that they'll be able to call out to the houses or something like that, or have proof that they're actually applying for jobs. And if they're not, or they're not able to prove it, and as I said, they're in full health, it should be cut in half straight away. I don't know.
Would you report somebody? If you knew Dave, would you report him?
Look, I don't know. I'm kind of in, does it bring back karma or anything like that? Don't get me wrong.
I know, I understand, but, you know, aren't we all part of the problem then? You know, if, like, Dave can do what he's doing... You know, he's there, he's boasting there about his kids' runners, his Nike Air Max.
It infuriates. Look, welfare should be there for people like more with disabilities and carers, people that can't work, you know, the most vulnerable in their society. I don't think anyone has any problem with that. And look, it's caused, the system that's there is caused division. Okay. You know what I mean?
Do you condemn what this guy Dave is doing, or do you think,
of course I do. But like, look, the system's there to get away with it. You know what I mean? Like the government, the working man is the sucker. The working man's the one paying up the tab. Like fucking everything. You know what I mean? I'm sorry for cursing, but this is something that really boils my blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he boils my blood. You're boiling everybody's blood, Dave.
There should be a system in place where, if you're in full, you've no injuries or anything like that, you're in full health. Like, I'm all for health if they lose their job, like, whatever. It can take a bit of time, you know, if whatever, to go to kind of similar career that you're in or anything like that, you know, similar money that you're on. But I think 6 months to a year is more than enough.
Not 12 years.
Jesus Christ. Now, like,
and you sound like, I don't think, Dave, you have any disabilities or anything like that, do you know? Apart from stupidity.
No.
Apart from stupidity, maybe.
No, it's just too easy for him now just to do what he's doing. That's the problem.
Carl, people are pissed off today listening to him saying, I'm working for 500 quid a week on the side. I'm getting the dole. I don't have to pay a mortgage. I don't have to pay a massive rent. I'm getting a council house. My kids all have a medical card, so I never have to pay to see a doctor. I get my children's allowance. I get everything else. He even said his dole is his diesel money, right? And he goes on a holiday to Lanzarote with his kids, and he's buying them Nike Air Max. I mean, sure, why not? Sit in your hole, do nothing, you know what I mean? And just get life is better off.
Yeah, there's no incentive there for people anymore. And it's happened from even younger generations now as well, you know. I was on the dole when I first left school in 2008 when the crash happened and I went labouring. But like that, I was getting a day here and there, a day, whatever, every 2 days a week or 3 days a week. And I had to fill out these little forms and send them back in so I'd get paid appropriately because I was still earning money. That was grand. But for me, that's not enough money. I wanted to go on my holidays. I wanted to have my own independence and this and that, you know what I mean? So I ended up going and getting another job in my auntie's place and I just ended up coming off it, like, you know what I mean? I just wasn't bothered going in and having to sign.
I get that. A lot of people don't want to do that. By the way, somebody texted in and wants to know, could I ask Dave, has anyone ever snitched on him? Dave, has anyone ever snitched on you?
No, we come from a working class area. None of us do. Who'd begrudge? I'd be happy to see my neighbour doing well and his kids dressed well and his kids happy, yeah? Our neighbours aren't like that. We come to council. We're rough enough area, so there'll be no one to do that on us, you know.
Well, that's why snitches get stitches, do they?
But they would, yeah, absolutely, yeah. But yeah, someone snitched on me, I'd pour in their car.
Yeah, lovely guy. I'd say you're a wonderful neighbour.
Look, you have people like that that just look at the government and write, well, they're getting away with murder, so fuck them. You know what I mean?
Do you hear what he said? Anyone snitches on me, I'll burn their car.
Burn your car out. Yeah, brilliant. That's the kind of attitude that's out there. It's totally wrong from the top to the bottom. You know what I mean? And the system is there to be abused. We've had the case, like, even Joseph Pushkin, he came in, was able to get a 5-bedroom gaff, and he wasn't working for years. Not, you know what I mean? It's happening right across the country.
And by the way, people say because they're people from Europe, you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that, by the way. The free movement of people is for free labour, and it's a labour market within the European Union. That doesn't mean that somebody, say, from Germany can come to Ireland and sit in the dole for their whole life. That's against the rules and the regulations of the EU. They should be sent home and deported back to their own country. Let me go to Sarah. Sarah, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Niall. I'm just getting a great laugh out of yourself today.
Why? What's like, funny about Dave?
I know. It's just like, hi, this is Dave. Let's be more like Dave.
We should all be like Dave, should we?
Yeah. Like, no, I 100% get where he's coming from in regards to the taxi. I know anyone that drives a taxi and is off the road, it's very hard for them to get any sort of income off social welfare. So, and then just listening to him, like, I don't agree with what he's doing. I wouldn't snitch on what he's doing. But,
would you know?
The majority of the country is doing it, Niall.
No, they're not.
You know?
The majority of the country are not doing what Dave is doing.
Niall, there's people out there that are working and they're still claiming half. You know what I mean? And you have people out there that are working that can't afford a mortgage,
But you're allowed. You are allowed to claim HAP if you are working and you're on low income. You are allowed to. You just get less.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any odds. So what about the people that are out there that are working, as you say, they're breaking their backs working. You can barely get through the month with all their bills.
I'm shocked at you all defending. You know, I'm just blown away.
I know
today.
It's not. You're that
all,
I am.
No, you're all
that.
Defending them. You're paying tax.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you're giving him money to go to Lanzarote and buy his Nike Air Max for his kids.
Yeah, but listen, like, I'm not being smart. Like, I like to see a child getting what they need. Like, Dave has a point to a certain extent.
He has no point.
No, he has got a point. Like, he worked probably 5 years putting his taxes into the system. And when he needed it at the most vulnerable time, society, the welfare didn't help him back. So he's so frustrated. He has a family to look after. He says, well, right, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
And you know what? If he did something wrong for about 6 months because he was really pissed off, I probably wouldn't be too hard on him. He's doing it 12 years.
Listen. If he does ever get found out, it will fall back on him and he will have to pay every penny of the back.
No, he won't.
And that's when the reflection will reflect upon.
Does that worry you, Dave? Does it ever worry you, Dave, that if you get caught, that they go back in time and they go, you owe us 12 years of money or whatever it is? No, I don't think that actually happens.
I got caught once before. They cut me off for 2 weeks and they were trying to prove how long I was working for a fella. I said I'd only started on that Monday and I hadn't even sorted anything else. So I just left them alone for 2 or 3 weeks and just said the job dried up and went back on it. How can they backdate stuff and find out how long I'm working for, how much I'm getting? They've no idea. I'm not clear.
Yeah, but Niall, you're listening as well. Here's another thing as well, right? And don't tell me you wouldn't do it yourself, right? If you had an issue in your home, right, that was going to cost you €5,000 to get fixed, right? And the company came up and says, listen, I can do it for €3,500 without an invoice. What are you going to do? Are you going to pay them €5,000 or are you going to give them €3,500 without an invoice?
That's a tough one to answer, and I'm not going to lie to you because everybody, depending on your personal circumstances and your personal financial circumstances, of course, the €3,500 sounds more attractive, doesn't it?
That's the way I look at it. And when the likes of these days that are going around doing jobs like that, I am grateful that I'm able to hand €3,500 rather than €5,000 for something to be done in my home. That I worked hard enough, as you say, paid taxes to pay for it. You know what I mean? So, like, I can't give out about him and say that's wrong of him to do that, where on the opposite side, I'm grateful that I can go to a company and say, listen, I haven't got that amount, and they're able to come back to me and say, well, I can do the job for you, but you won't be getting an invoice.
Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Karen, because I know Dave has to go in a second. Karen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall.
You listen to Dave there. He kind of proves the point of the article that was in the Irish Independent, that sometimes you are far better off financially on the dole.
Yeah, look, I've seen it before, and just to that, not the gentleman just on before, everything he said I agree with. I was just going to say the exact same thing. I mean, social welfare should be a safety net for people. I do believe in the welfare system to a degree where it supports people. For example, if you're married, you've got children, or if you're even on your own and you lose your job, through no fault of your own, there should be a safety net there for you. But this idea of being on the dole for 10, 12, 13, 14 years, absolutely not. It cracks me up down to this. And I'm not one of these snobs who looks down on people who are on welfare. Far from it. But the idea of being on the dole for many, many years...
I'm working.
No. Cut it off. That's it. 12 months. And I mean maximum. And if you can't... If you lose your job, you've got a year to get yourself together. That safety net is there for you. But come 12 months, if you can't get a job, tough shit. And as Dave said, oh, I'll fill out application forms for jobs. I know I'm not even going to be considered.
But the system allows them to do that. That's the problem.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it doesn't need a major, major overhaul. And I don't agree with saying, oh, we should look at all the politicians, they're gangsters, look at all. I totally agree with that too. But you can't make the same argument. Let's deal with that argument separately. Are politicians gangsters, as people want to call them? Yeah. Are they scamming the system themselves through various, allowances?
Yeah. Well, of course they are.
Payment. Yes, and that's a separate argument. I'm happy to have that. But let's focus on the argument today, which is welfare. And should people be allowed to scam the system? Absolutely not. And cut them off. If you're on the dole for more than 12 months and you can't get a job, tough shit. Because you know what? If you find if that thing is taken off you, you will find a job. You will find a way to make an income. Because people always do. Mm. So I don't believe... And also as well, another aspect of the welfare system as well is the lone parents. All you've done is incentivize people, women, particularly women, to marry the government. Because they're dependent then on the government. And the government loved that, of course. This whole system was created many, many years ago, and it makes people more dependent on the government, which is a terrible idea, by the way. We should never be dependent on the government, because it feels like they're giving us something. They're not giving us anything. All they're doing is taking our money, our hard-earned tax, and then giving it then across the board. And, we shouldn't be allowing that to happen.
What do you say to people who say that, I'm in a situation, look, if I sign off the dole, I'll be worse off, I won't be able to afford to feed the kids, I can't get a job that pays me enough money. In other words...
Join the queue to somebody who's out working, genuinely out working. And I know men and I know women that are working on the minimum wage. They come home, they're paying their rent, they're paying a mortgage, they're paying for childcare costs, they're paying all the same utilities that everybody else has through the cost of living crisis. So at the end of the week, these people have lucky to have 10 cent, 1 euro. I've often seen many stories of women and couples, either married or living together. By the end of the week, by the time they budget everything, they might have a fiver in the purse. That's it. But they're actually working and they're contributing.
That message I read out earlier on, my partner's niece is working 20 hours a week. She's 32. There's nothing wrong with her. She has one child. She just got the keys to her brand new house last week, thanks to the hardworking taxpayers of Ireland. She has the best of everything. She's going on her second foreign holiday next week. She was given 5,000 for white good appliances in the new house. And I'm working 40 hours. And obviously he gets nothing. It's shocking.
And you can see why it's going to create a division in society as well, and it's pitting people against each other. But it shouldn't be allowed. I don't believe in any of these. Like, again, you say going off on holidays. I mean, most people who are working can't even afford to go on a holiday somewhere. Like, the kids are finished school now. Most people are on the minimum wage or on, just something a wage above the minimum wage. They can't afford a holiday. They'd be looking to get a couple of weekends away with the kids camping and little day activities with a picnic and try and, manage the best they can. But this idea of the welfare system, it is a joke, by the way. It really is a joke.
By the way, would you report somebody if you knew they were doing it?
No, I wouldn't.
I put that out actually just as a survey there a while ago, and something like 96% of people said they wouldn't report somebody, even if they knew they were claiming.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be a snitch either. No, I wouldn't. Like, if I saw Dave, I know Dave was doing it.
But it's a crime. But it is a crime.
Yeah, I know. I might be pissed off and annoyed. The fucking hell, this guy is doing nothing. My husband now working 40, 50 hours a week. He could be gone in the morning at 10 o'clock. I might see him at 11 o'clock at night time. Genuinely. He could be working sometimes 7 days a week. Now, he earns a good wage, don't get me wrong. But he's still gone. And we're one income family. And he pays a lot of bloody tax. I can tell you that much when I look at the pay packet. But at the end of the day, I still would not report the man that my neighbour next door, who's at home sitting, scratching his balls all day, while goes down on the Friday and picks up the dole and gets all the benefits then and the packages along with it. Again, the same thing, the medical card. If I go and work, I lose the medical card. Or then if I go and work then, or you have women then that are living in a 2-3-bed council house, they will, and I know and I've seen it myself down through the years, they will actually go purposely, get pregnant, to get a fourth child, and guess what? Then they get a 4-bed house. It's absolutely sickening.
Okay, okay. Got me with the days, by the way. When I was a young fellow, we had 16 people living in one house. A 3-bed.
I always said that, yeah.
Why do they need a bedroom for every child? They need a bedroom for every child now.
Many years ago, you had 10 kids around a 2-bedroom house. Now you have 10. Now you have 2 kids and a 10-bed house. It's ridiculous.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Lorenzo as well. Lorenzo, hi. How are you?
Hi, Nan. How are things?
I'm good. Lorenzo, I mean, well, by the way, would you snitch on somebody if they were blatantly abusing the system and you knew it?
Honestly, firstly, I would pay the 5,000 with the receipt instead of paying the same job without a receipt. And I would report somebody if I know that they are evading taxes.
Mm, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So you're one of the rare ones today. Most people have said, no, they wouldn't report somebody.
I honestly would. Because, again, as you said, it's illegal, firstly. Secondly, why should I pay for them? You know, and I've seen many people. I mean, I remember last year when I went in the post office to send over the Christmas presents at home, there were like 5 or 6 people queuing to get the money, and they had, all of them had trousers dirty by work.
Yeah.
So they were working. So they were basically, so that means that those people are stealing money twice. Once as on the welfare, and secondly as not paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double steal, not just one.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy, like, because then my taxes are going up, or the services are going down because there is not enough money. Or people that really need the money don't have enough money because somebody else is stealing it. Or not paying taxes.
So, you know? So Dave's argument that he's in a trap, in some sort of financial trap, that if he gives up the dough, or if he comes clean and says he's working with the metal fabricator for 500 quid a week, he loses, well, he has to pay more for his rent for his council house. Yeah, it goes up to 70 quid a week. And he'll also have to, obviously, give back his medical cards and everything else. So he won't be entitled to all of those things. So he'd be worse. So he'd be worse off. So he said he'd be worse off.
Yeah, but like everybody else, he would be in the same situation as everybody else. The situation of having the social welfare and the dole and be on the dole is not something that has to continue for all your life. It's as they were saying, it's a safety net. It's not that it's for life.
Because I kind of worked it out there. I worked it based on his money that he's getting cash. Based on how much money it would normally cost per week for him to rent that house, which would be about 600 quid, right? Based on his children's allowance and everything else, right? It works out about 1,500 per week. Now, somebody texts in, by the way, John texts in and says, Niall said Dave earns equivalent to 1,500 a week. That's 1,500 a week after tax, which is probably about equivalent to 140,000 a year. So he's doing all right because he's getting his welfare payment and he's getting his gaff for whatever, 28 quid rent. Because it's obviously on it's social housing, where most of us have to pay a mortgage of, you know, 2,500 or whatever it is, 2,200 quid, and struggle to pay that. So he's getting a lot of benefits to have it. And also then, he's the best of both worlds. He's working as well.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But it doesn't change the fact that if it's illegal, it's illegal.
Mm.
You know, so unfortunately, if you can't make it, there might be other helps in other ways, or you have to find a second job or more hours or something else. I mean, I know that it is a problem and there is the house crisis and the mortgages are skyrocketing and the rent is skyrocketing and everything. But again, if you can't do it, you can't do it.
Well, hang on. Let me just go to Albert as well. Yeah, hang on. Albert, hi.
Yeah, hi, Niall.
Hey, you've been listening to Lorenzo and Karen, and both kind of feel the same way, although Karen said she wouldn't report anybody. Lorenzo said he would. He'd report him in a heartbeat if he knew he was next door to him. So, what, I mean, Albert, would you report him? Is he doing anything wrong here? Because he's blaming the government.
Well, I would report somebody, but you need to have your facts straight. I mean, it's only for Dave, because he's admitted to everything that he's doing. It's really hard to know the guy across the road is going off every day, and like, if you're going out to work every day, you don't see him going out to work every day and earning 500 euros a week. Okay, you might see the extra bits and pieces that he has, but, you know, and then do you actually know he's on the dole? Because if you see him going out to work every day, you know, you imagine he's on the dole. His dole's paid into the bank. Nobody sees it. It's behind the curtain over there. So, you know, it's knowing that someone is actually... So unless he's going to come out and admit it to everybody, you know, no, who's...
Like he just did, you mean?
Yeah. But let's be honest. This is like, you know, what you have said about the illegal immigrants. It's not illegal immigrants. It's the system. And it's the system here. That's the problem. The government are saying we've full employment. Civil service can't be bothered chasing anybody or looking into anything. And I guarantee you, if you did go and ring and report somebody, they would make you jump through the hoops to prove that person is...
But here's the thing. You're saying the government are not doing enough to catch people, right? And the biggest fraud, by the way, is in cohabiting couples, right? That's the biggest fraud of social welfare. So somebody claiming they're a single mother, but they don't. They're not really. They have the boyfriend who's working, living with them, right? That's the biggest fraud in social welfare. It always has been. And every now and again, they'll kind of send inspectors around to knock on doors or, you know, and check to see if someone else is living in the house. But they're not usually very successful in those things. So, but here's the thing, because they don't have enough inspectors. So the tax system and the social welfare system primarily relies on honesty, because they don't have the infrastructure, nor would it be financially viable to check everybody's story. So in other words, they rely on your honesty. So the same with revenue commissioners, particularly people who are self-employed, they rely on your honesty. People aren't always honest, obviously. And even the biggest businesses in the world will figure out ways to not pay tax, right? But what I'm saying, they do rely on honesty. So it's up to us, you know, and if everybody was honest, we'd have a lot more money in the pot for people who are genuinely in need of, you know, social welfare payments or disability payments or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. But everybody isn't honest, and everybody's trying to get away with whatever they can. Well, not everybody tries to do it. Most people there will do an honest day's work, an honest day's pay. But when the system, when you've got a system where you can cheat the system so easily, you know, people are going to do it. You've got people who won't work and never work and will never work. You've got people out there who have found out that the system is so easy to manipulate that they can do what Dave is doing and they can, you know, get the dole, get a cheap house, work, get paid into the hand, take the holidays, do everything else. And, you know, I'm not saying I don't blame them, but, you know, when the system here allows you to do that, you know, people are just going to do it. It is as simple as that.
Yeah, and Lorenzo, Lorenzo, that's a fair point. The system allows people to do that because the system relies on honesty.
Well, but it might be similar to Italy in terms of, I mean, I have to be the one saying how much income I have. So it basically more or less the same.
Yeah.
But the way I know that it basically sounds totally opposite of what I've said now, but that comes out the my Italian background. But if you have to do something illegal, you have to be smart. If you want to do it right. It can't be. I mean, it's totally crazy that you can do it on the daylight and nobody say nothing.
It's crazy that you can come on to a radio show or a podcast or whatever and turn around and just admit it and no fear whatsoever.
Exactly.
And he was already caught.
You can't do that. It's like if I say, I go robbing in the supermarket. Well, I would be arrested straight away.
But he's already said he was caught. He was caught already, but they couldn't prove how long he'd been doing it for. They just cut him off for 2 weeks, and then they put him back, and then he reapplied for it, went back on it again.
Well, yeah, that's the problem of the system.
Sorry, Lorenzo.
You know?
Yeah, sorry, Albert, go ahead.
They do all the time. If you're cheating on the dough and you get knocked off it, you just have to wait a couple of weeks and go back on it again. They're obliged to give you dough. They cannot cut you off altogether. Just think of that. So everybody knows.
And they don't, we see the odd case in the newspaper, you know, woman or man caught claiming social welfare for the last 10 years, you know, revenue, say he owes them €280,000, you know, they get a 6-month suspended sentence or something like that in a courtroom. But they only catch loads of people every year, but they'll only take one or two cases to court to get it in the newspaper to kind of send out a message to people, because they don't bring people to court generally. You know,
yeah. Well, look, there's more than 400,000 people employed in the civil service, civil and public service. If they can't get enough people out there to check people on social welfare, there's a problem.
You know? Okay, well, hang on, Albert, just stay there for a second because I want to go to John, and I'm going to come to Tommy then. John, hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well, health things.
Good, John. I mean, you heard Dave on earlier on there, you know, boasting about the fact that he's, you know, working for 500 quid and claiming the dole and getting his council house and, yeah, and all that kind of, and buying his Nike runners and going to Lanzarote. Would you report somebody like him?
The problem is, well, there's too many Daves, and the problem in working class is people don't see the difference between what Dave does. I say, as Lorenzo pointed out, if I go into the supermarket now and just put my hand over the till and take money out, people see me taking that money. But they don't see the same as what Dave does, when in fact there isn't a difference. He's taking money from people that work hard.
It's theft.
People in working class areas think they're begrudging that person by saying, oh, look, you know. But the fact is, the reason that things are there, the reason they can't afford housing, is because the social welfare is so high. Every time that goes up, that means people in a lower paid job, they suffer the most.
Mm.
And, you know, and you have the likes of Dave come on, he's basically laughing in the face of everyone in Ireland that pays tax.
I'm blaming Leo Varadkar for it.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, I mean, even he said, like, you know, during the thing, he didn't pay his taxes. Again, that, you know, I know the banks thing, but you do have a responsibility to organise your own money and sort your own life. You can't just say, blame the government. I mean, that's like a child saying, it's my mom's fault this happened. This went. You know, you have to take accountability and responsibility. You know, I get it. Recessions come, times are hard. Times life is hard, but you have to, like, I lost my job in the recession. There's a great system here, back to education. I was able to go to college. I now work in IT and earn a good wage. Now I have to pay, I have to save for a deposit for a house, and I'm just in the process of buying one. Now, to do that, the bank go through everything I do, everything I spend. If they don't like something I do, they just don't lend me that money. That doesn't happen on social welfare. As Dave said, he can buy Nike runners for €200. He can do what he wants. Social welfare they're not allowed to look at what people spend the money on. But here's the thing, if you work, the bank can look and go, do you know what, you're not getting a house because you're not responsible with your money. So
But here's the thing, he lied earlier on, by the way, when he said that, you know, when he was looking for the tax clearance certificate for his taxi license. As far as I know, if you owe the revenue money, you know, and as far as he said, it was only 1 year's return that he hadn't paid. If you owe the money and you genuinely can't afford to pay it, the illegal part is not making the return. So you make the return, which are no money, and then you contact them and say, listen, I've made the return. I owe you, you know, 15 grand, whatever it is in tax for the year. I don't have any money. Can we come up with a plan? And the revenue will come up with a plan. Now, you might end up with a bit of interest on it, but you will get a plan. There is a plan. If you don't have the money,
of course they will.
Yeah, so he lied.
It's not like America where they lock you up. And to be honest, Noel, do you think someone like Dave, when he had his tax, he paid his taxes properly? He didn't, surely. There's someone like him, if he was a banker, he'd have done what the banker's doing. He'd have took money for himself. It's that mindset that he has. There's people like that, whether you're on the social welfare claiming everything that you shouldn't, or whether you're at the banker at the top. It's those type of people in society, at the top and the bottom, and we should treat it the same. I mean, if you're in America and you didn't pay your taxes, you'd be locked up. We've seen Wesley Snipes, actors. You know, it's crazy here that people, like you said, to be honest, I originally come from Finglas. Most of the people I know that are low parents, again, reward and bad behaviour, the people actually work hard and save and try family plan, they're punished because they have to pay for other people's kids who just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I understand why somebody was sending the message earlier on about the niece who was getting the new house, blah, 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 and she's on 2 holidays a year and 5,000 for the appliances. And I know why that pisses people off. Because I said earlier on, I know a girl, she's a single mum, but she works. She's saving for a deposit for a house at the moment. And it pisses her off because she said she knows a girl who does nothing, sits on her arse, has a kid, and has just got a council house. You know, a brand new council house out in Lucan. And she said, like, I'll never afford a house like that. And she said, she sits on her arse all week and does nothing. So that's really unfair.
And the thing is, Noel, that is the way the system's gone here. That's rewarding people that just don't try. And it's got worse and worse over the last few years. And you have politicians like Mary Lou, and you have these people telling you these people are destitute. There's no one destitute in Labour, because like you said, when I do get my house, I'm not going to get 5,000 for white goods. And I can fundamentally tell you, you don't need 5,000 for white goods.
No.
Years ago, when I was younger, the clinic used to give beds out. They used to give things out to people that were on the lower wages. They complain. I actually remember comparisons to people in Ethiopia who are dying of thirst because they were getting standard beds and they were being treated like prisoners.
Sure,
like,
I had a woman on the radio a while ago giving out that she was in a 3-bedroom house. She had 2 kids and she was now pregnant or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, she wanted a bigger house, a 4-bed house. And I said, why? She said, because I can't have 2 children in the same room on bunk beds. I said, why not? That's what we did when we were kids. Oh no, they all need their privacy. I said, would you give it a break?
I want the Ferrari, Noel, but I have to make do what I have, you know. No, I have to, you know, like, no. The thing, when you work And not only that, I'd be buying outside Dublin, mainly because Dublin is kind of keep on this mindset there. And secondly, because like I could probably afford, I'll be honest, I could afford an Oscar trainer. I would not live there. And I'll tell you one thing, 10% of those will be given out to the social housing. And it won't be the people that work in the north side shopping centre. It won't be them people. The people that never worked a day in their life and never will. Why do they have to live in prime locations in Dublin where people that work there can't?
I mean, I did have a woman on from Coolock going back a good while ago on the radio. There was the other houses down near the college, down near the Sheaf of Wheat. What's that college down there in Coolock?
Chanel, is it?
Chanel, yeah, yeah. There was a new housing estate down there. Beautiful houses, right? And she said her son and daughter had been saving, had a deposit, 40,000 euro, whatever, went down. They were, this has gone back a few years ago. They were 350 grand or something, right? And they were gorgeous houses, lovely houses. And they went down. They were all gone. Social welfare took them all. And
yeah, and I know three people that got them oil.
Yeah,
and I know for I don't know for a fact, but they're all lone parents that are all cohabiting.
Yeah,
the three people I know. I'm not saying everyone that got them,
yeah,
but the three people that I know of that got them were all lone parents cohabiting, and they're all getting, you know, like, you know, people in lower paid jobs. Well, you have to remember when they're out sick for a few days, they don't get paid as well. So, like, I sent the message in that that guy is on the equivalent of 140,000 because that's what it was. That's what it does. Break up. If you're getting 1,500 euro, you're probably a week, you're going to come out with 890, 870, roughly around
yeah,
that. So
yeah,
it comes out with a lot more than that.
Now, that's well, I just worked it out. Now, I'm probably incorrect slightly or out of sync slightly, but I just worked it out roughly what he was taking per week. If you add it all up, because obviously, you know, a rent or a mortgage is worth a certain amount of money per week. So is a medical card. So is everything else that he gets. Well, stay there for a second because I want to go to Tommy as well. Tommy, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Noel? All right.
Good. Tommy, you heard John. You know, we shouldn't put up with this because it makes it worse for everybody else. Would you report somebody, Tommy, if you knew somebody was doing that next door to you?
I do it and I wouldn't think twice about it. This highlights a bigger issue in Ireland at the moment. And it's one, it's a lack of law and order. And two, it's a lack of morality. Even yourself, Noel, when the lady said, would you pay 3,500 instead of 5,000? Didn't you think about it straight away? What does that tell you? Everybody has a price. Everybody has a price.
But everybody, I'm telling you now, if your boiler goes, for most people, your boiler goes or your washing machine breaks down and you ring up, you know, you ring around and one lad says he can do it for 40 quid and another lad says, listen, unfortunately, I have to charge you 70, but I'll give you a VAT invoice. I'm telling you now, 99% of people are going to go for the 40 quid.
Well, 99% of people are wrong. And I think 99% is probably against the grain there because, listen, we had 10,000 abortions last year. Not everybody's having abortions because you can have them. Not everybody speeds because you speed and get away with it. Right will always, always be wrong. Always.
And I understand. I understand how tough it is for that plumber because he has to give an invoice and he's paying his taxes. I understand.
Can I ask you a question on the plumber?
Taxes should be brought up to court. And you can report people anonymously, or you can even... If I had a friend of mine that was doing that, I'd say it to him. I'd say, here, look, what they're doing is wrong. Is that, you know, gluttony, envy, greed, they're all part of the deadly sin. I said, you're straight. We're all fallen creatures away from God. And if we start relying on money and cheating our souls for money, we're going to become spiritual desert and morally bankrupt. And one of the ladies touched on it earlier.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Just because you want to buy an extra pair of runners, just let me tell you. We complain in this country about being poor and poverty stricken and all that. Let me tell you, I've seen real poverty and we don't struggle. Okay?
No. I think we've redefined the word poverty, to be honest with you.
I think poverty is, to be honest with you, I think it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, in the 1950s they knew what poverty was. We don't really know what poverty is.
We have a serious lack of gratitude and it's so easy to blame the government and foreigners. It's so easy to look out and look at the other people. See what you're doing. When you look in the mirror, when you go to bed tonight, you will have to get on your knees, if you're that type of God-fearing man, and say to God, oh, by the way, I've cut a corner today. And he's the one that's going to have to deal with you.
Yeah, sorry, John. Oh, hang on. John, you wanted to say something there, sorry, just about the boiler.
Yeah, on that plumber.
The plumber.
Because on that plumber, right, most of the time, if that plumber be working, they'll be paying tax. So if that same plumber comes to you and go, hey, Noel, by the way, I don't work, I don't pay tax, I have my corporation house, and everything's getting paid for, you're probably not going to give it to him.
No, I'm not. No.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a difference. And the thing is, when you're paying that VAT, you know it's going to go to someone like Dave. So that's why people are more inclined to go, do you know what, at least this fella's working hard. He's getting a little bit extra. There's not a problem with that. But wholesale, like what Dave does, and getting absolutely and taking everything, like it's taking the piss. And more importantly, it's taking away from people that really need it. Because the people that actually physically can't work and maybe they've got huge issues, they get less because of people like Dave.
Mm.
And people that work.
I do understand the point Tommy is making. But I know, for example, there's nobody in this country, when the guy comes to cut your grass for a tenner at the weekend every now and again, there's nobody going to say, can I have an invoice for that, please? You know, so Tommy, I think we do have to accept, and it's quite important to the country, by the way, there is a cash economy and there is a black economy and there always has been. It's worth something like $3 billion a year. So I think we have to accept to some level there's a black economy, but not to abuse that black economy.
Well, why don't we introduce something in the social welfare where you can say, oh, by the way, I did get paid cash. You know what I mean? There's apps on phones now that you can
yeah, actually can. There is.
I think you can for odd jobs. Somebody will quote me if I'm wrong here, but there is, I think, up to $2,000 or $3,000 a year or something you're allowed to earn, isn't it?
Yeah, you can.
They actually have to go back to work.
All right.
Ironic.
All right, Tommy. Listen, Tommy, thanks for that. Let me go to Norman. I've to go to people very quickly here because I have to finish up. But Norman, hi. Thanks, John.
Hello, Norman.
How you doing, Norman? Go ahead. What do you want to say, Norman? Norman, are you on a speakerphone?
Okay. I am.
Yeah, Norman, can you come to the phone? Thanks.
Can you hear me now, yeah?
Yeah, I can. It just sounds like you're over the other side of the room there. Sorry.
Okay. It's depressing listening to the lot of you. No, that.
Why, it's a pleasure listening to us.
No, it's depressing.
Depressing. All right, yeah, okay, yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear the trickle-down economy, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the trickle-down economy. Yeah.
We're there. The super rich and the bankers and everything are peeing on top of the rest of us, and we're lapping it up. And there's a few people who earn a bit of money or maybe take advantage of a system, and that's what we complain about. Okay. Typical Ireland.
Yeah.
Typical Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but he is breaking the law.
Yeah, well, the banks broke the law.
That's like saying somebody shot somebody, but it was all right because somebody else shot somebody in America, so we shouldn't jail him.
No, hang on.
Deal with the banks separately.
No, you hang on. The laws are made for those who empower, those who are rich. Yeah?
No, the laws are made for everybody, not just those who are rich.
No, that's nonsense. Niall, come on.
But they should be. They should be. The laws are for everybody.
They should be, but they aren't. Come on.
But you can't turn around and say, oh, it's okay for me to be corrupt because a politician might be corrupt or the bank is corrupt. That's not the way it works. Everything is wrong. If the bank is wrong, we should be dealing with that. If the politician is corrupt and has properties that he's not telling us about, he should be dealt with too.
If I can get away with you know, corruption, just because I'm a politician or a banker or super rich, and a poor person is picked upon because, you know, didn't pay some ridiculous tax that they should be paying in the first place. You know,
I think you're missing the point, Norman.
No, I think you're missing the point.
No, if the politician is corrupt, they should be taken to task. Let's have a show on that another day, right? But if Joey or Dave or anybody is claiming the dole, working, getting a council house, well, they also should be taken to task.
Yeah, they're a tiny percentage.
But it doesn't matter what percentage it is.
Of course it matters.
Okay.
Why are you concentrating on 3% or 4% when you should be concentrating on...
I'm concentrating on this issue because it was in the paper. That's all.
Yeah, so what? But it's a tiny percent. Again, the media. Mainstream media up to his usual tricks.
Okay, so what would you say? What would you say to... No, it's not mainstream media up to its usual tricks. I've talked about... No, hang on. Media. I've talked about the banks. I've talked about corrupt politicians. I've talked about all of those things.
If you're not mainstream media, I'm sorry, in all respect, well, you're enough. Not mainstream media. Fair you're enough. Not the Irish Times.
Okay.
Or the Independent.
But let me ask you a question. So do you believe there's anything wrong with what Dave, who was on earlier on, who's working on the side, not paying tax, claiming the dole, get a council house, you know, and everything that goes along with it, which is completely illegal. It's fraud. Do you believe there's anything wrong with that? Would you report him?
I think we live in a society where that type of behaviour is encouraged. So I don't understand what the whole fuss is about. But that's the type of behaviour. Ireland is known for that. You go through a red light, or you park in a nibbly dairy with your car, or you drive too fast. People think that's great. Think it's a laugh. Yeah, they can't even get a bloody driving license.
It says on my screen under your name. Time to get tough on welfare. Norman has studied economics, and it's been proven the less poorer people you have, the better for the economy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the poor people, it's those on the lower income to spend the money locally. Not the billionaires who spend a billion on a yacht or on a jumbo jet or whatever it is, their own personal jumbo jet or their caviar or whatever it is they're spending the money on. That doesn't go to the local economy. The normal person spends money locally. Yeah, that's where the money, the economy, keeps the economy going. They spend the majority of their income on that.
Sorry, John?
Dave Golden is foreign holidays, so he doesn't actually spend the money locally, does he?
Yeah, he's going to Lanzarote in 2 weeks.
Sure, yeah, a lot of Irish people do. I know a person who went 9 times this year alone.
Yeah, but who paid for his holiday, Norman, to Lanzarote?
No, they paid...
Who paid for his holiday to Lanzarote? Who paid for it? You did.
This one person. Did you not care about it? Was one single person, that 1% of the...
You're concentrating on the wrong person. I'm not assuming that's only one person. I bet you Mild on the topic saying, is it okay to sell drugs?
I'll tell you one thing.
You might get one person that sells drugs to come online, but I guarantee you wouldn't get every person that does it coming on the phone. So I guarantee you the majority of Daves aren't going to say, this is what I do. It's very few.
Let's be realistic.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry. Go ahead, Norman. Answer that.
I know enough people who applied during COVID for assistance and didn't get any, even though they should have got some. What about them?
I also know a lot of people during COVID who got the 350 quid, who shouldn't have got it. By the way, can I just point that out too?
Yeah, whose fault is that?
Yeah, whose fault? Yeah, I know. Me too. And whose fault is that?
It's their fault, because if you know you're claiming a payment you're not entitled to, you're the one who's being dishonest. Now, unfortunately, there's a government system there, an administration problem, but it's up to you to be honest. If you're claiming a payment you're not entitled to, you're dishonest.
No, they weren't entitled to. I know a person who works more than a week and he got 350 a week.
But they are not entitled to what he's getting.
No,
he's talking about Dave that was on earlier on. He's not entitled to claim those payments.
Yeah, but maybe not.
There's no one at the till. I'm not entitled to walk out the door.
Why are you all upset about this when there was loads of people getting 350 a week when they didn't need it? Tell me that.
Okay. Sorry? Okay. No, I think you're missing the whole point, Norman. Norman, he's saying that Dave is claiming a payment he knows he's not entitled to. So he's dishonest.
I couldn't care about Dave. I do care about the politician who lives in Wicklow.
Oh, Jesus.
Get 27 grand. For traveling.
Yeah, two wrongs don't make a right, Norman. Two wrongs don't make it right. I care about the politician who's claiming expenses that he shouldn't be claiming, for example, or the politician who's scamming the system, or the overpaid politician who doesn't do any work. I care about all those things too.
What happened to the politician then? Did she get a...
Well, no, but they should. What I'm saying is two wrongs don't make a right. Today I'm talking about Dave and the likes of Dave. I'm not talking about politicians. We'll talk about them another day. Let's stick to what we're talking about.
No, stick to the person. Stick to a person broke the law.
You're obsessed with politicians. You're obsessed with politicians.
No, I'm not obsessed with people.
Okay, Norman, I've just said to you, I agree. Politicians who break the law or are morally corrupt or financially corrupt should be taken to task, right? That's not dealt with, right? Let me get back to Dave. Let me get back to Dave. You're wasting your time here. Let me get back to Dave.
No, you're wasting my time.
Let me get back to Dave.
You're getting back to hearing your own echo chamber.
No, talk about Dave.
What about Dave?
So we just let Dave off, and people like Dave.
I didn't say that. I'm saying concentrating on the 1%, the few percent that maybe there'll always be a couple of percent who take advantage or misabuse. Just look at Ireland is well known for that. We've no moral capacity at all.
So we just got to let people away with it. So.
look at the people that aren't driving with no license.
Okay, hang on. Let me just go to John. Norman, stay there. Norman, stay there, Norman. John, hi.
Answer me that. Why are all the L drivers on the road and they haven't even taken a lesson?
Why is there L drivers on the road and they haven't even taken a lesson?
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't be on the road without an accompanying driver with them.
Hello. I see L drivers in the
okay.
place.
Okay.
And they're not stopped. They're not stopped at a garage.
That's another topic, Norman. It's another day's topic.
No, that's the law.
Okay, so
and we don't even do anything about that. They could stop hundreds, thousands, or tens of thousands of people on the road who don't have a license or have an.
Yeah, we don't have an endless supply of Garda Síochána to be stopping everybody.
You don't need an endless. You don't need. I live up the road from the Garda station. If I do Garda stations,
okay,
and they could. Make a fortune.
Okay.
People driving the red light.
You're going off into a different. You're going off into another topic now, and
no,
my brain is starting to hurt.
This is the law.
Okay. Hang on, Norman. Just stay there for a second. Let me go to John. Just wait there. John, hi.
Hey, afternoon. How are you?
My brain is starting to hurt now. I've only got 10
as a guy, Dave, I think Dave should be made the Minister for Finance because he seems to have a great handle on finance, and he can run his show. I think he could give the whole country a lesson. So I would put him forward for Minister for Finance.
Yeah.
No, you cannot have this discussion without, and I know you're getting slightly an idea because politicians have been brought up. You have to factor them in. There's children at the moment outside the Allian, protesting. There's children on wait list here in my city here for to be assessed for CAMHS, the child, adolescent mental health services, scoliosis. Now, who's the real criminal here? Dave, that's making me feel bad. I'm going for a holiday. Are the people that are disenfranchising?
They're both criminals, John. You're all missing the point I'm trying to make today. I disagree with all that corruption. I disagree with the kid having to wait for the hospital appointment. I disagree with politicians who are corrupt, and we'll deal with those on different shows. We'll deal with those when we're talking about different topics. We're talking about Dave right now.
The topic at the start of the program was, right, should we get tough on people that are long-term, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't like this idea of getting tough, enforcing people here and forcing people there. People should be encouraged. Like, we all see what happened with the apprenticeship scheme, even going back there. They had to bring all the Polish people in to build houses because the apprenticeships are on the floor. They were still on the floor, and they still are, up to recently. And they're starting to make inroads into it.
Okay.
I mean, if they encourage people rather than force people, encourage, education.
Okay, and by the way, I agree with that. We should encourage people to get a job. But if somebody's been out of work for 10 years and you've done all the encouraging and you've sent them for courses and you've asked them to prove that they're looking for jobs and they're still on the dole and they're abusing the system and working on the side, something has to be done about it, John. You can't just keep ignoring it.
Unless you have a genuine disability, you should be called in then and you should be held to account, right? And there's another side of it, you see, which hasn't come up today as the guy's been long-term employed. Maybe it was by the payers before them that in the house and nobody bothers walking or goes to work. There's no repercussions for it. You just get your money, whatever. It's a person's own mental health, self-worth. You were better off, doing something, interacting with your workmates, male or female or both. And for the person's own mental health, you're better off working. People should be encouraged, as I say. And if you're 10 years, you shouldn't even be getting in 10 years. That should never happen. You should be called in. And then if you see that the person is vulnerable, like I think Dave said at the start, he had very little education and stuff like that. But anyone that's in that position, should be helped to come up along.
Okay.
Because otherwise the next generation will end up in the same boat.
Okay, well, stay there. I need to go to Sean. Sean, hi, how are you? Sorry, I've got 5 minutes left to get to sleep. Go ahead, Sean.
Great to have you back.
Oh, thanks very much, Sean. Appreciate it. Sean, I understand what everybody's saying. We've got to deal with the bigger corruption first, the government and people, who are wealthy and all that kind of stuff, avoiding tax and everything else. But Dave is still a problem, isn't he?
Dave is a problem, but he's such a small minority, you have to wonder how much effort he's worked on a national level. You said it yourself, the most common aspect is people cohabitating when they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think if you go and tackle that, if you have 100,000 people doing that, you have 100,000 couples, the woman kicks the man out, then you have 100,000 extra people on the waiting list for getting a social and affordable home. I don't really think it's that much of an issue to have a boyfriend, girlfriend living together if she's claiming benefits as long as they're not married.
certainly when myself and the missus were together before we got married, we didn't share a bank account, we didn't share bills. I suppose that living arrangement is a trial until yeah. there's marriage or something more.
Well, it's not financially beneficial to get married. No.
I mean, the bigger question, and out of that article today, is why is it more beneficial to stay at home than go to work? And I had guys during, you know, the COVID lockdown who were working in some of the data centres and other places that were allowed to stay open. If they went into work, they could be on an apprentice rate of anything from 265 upwards, whereas they stay at home, they're on 330. So I think the bigger issue in society is, why are people being paid so little? If you look, average salaries haven't gone up since 2012 to 2022. It was 50,297 in 12 and 52,971 in 22. So salaries are about 19% behind where they should be. And I think if it's more beneficial to go to work and people are being paid what they should be paid based on inflation, then you're not going to have the issue.
The problem there, Sean, is, and much of the reason for that is, and I seen Paul Trudeau put up a tweet yesterday in relation to his annual costs in the restaurant, right? And obviously the restaurant business would be a low-paid industry, you know, where people get low pay relatively. And hospitality in general, retail. And the reason is because they're not making any more money. Their costs have gone up. The cost of electricity, the cost of importing goods, their VAT rate, for example, in a restaurant has gone up. So their costs have gone up, so they can't afford to pay staff any more money.
But then we have to go down the road that you didn't want to go through and bring it back to politics. I mean, rates are going up left, right and centre for restaurants and any type of business. The water rates are astonishing. Like you said, the VAT rates are going up. It needs to be government-based to reduce the cost on business so that they can increase their...
Oh, no, I know, I agree. The government are sucking the money out of the economy. And they're sucking the money out of people working hard.
Well, I said it the other day on Twitter X, they will take every last penny I have, whether it be the tax on the bottles now,
the latest nonsense on the bottles now, because recycling companies are not making as much money anymore because you're not putting bottles in. They're increasing the pricing on the bins and collecting your recycling bin now. You actually couldn't make that up. So we're doing the government a favour by taking the bottles out and throwing them in these machines, and now the recycling company that collects the blue bin or whatever colour your bin happens to be in your area for your recycling, because there's no bottles in it anymore, they're not making as much money, so they now want to increase the price of recycling.
Well, if you go back to the single mother then, who's living alone with her child, and you're trying to encourage her out to work, and she's looking at that extra tax now that the government will take on her behalf with the green bin, what incentive is there for them to give up an easy enough life? I mean, no one lives off the dole. They survive. But why would they give that up to go to an even harder life in employment where they're not going to get a wage, they're going to be paying a tax left, right and centre, the cost of lunches, the cost of going to and from work, the increase in parking fees in every parking area in town?
But there's an unfairness. But hang on, because I'm running out of time rapidly here. But there's an unfairness in society, right? And I gave a great example of that unfairness. The girl I know, she has one kid, right? She's saving like a Trojan to try and get a deposit together to buy a house, right? She works hard, really hard, and she has a childminder, looks after her kid during the day, right? And she's paying rent at the moment. Her friend, or a girl she knows, goes away on two holidays a year, has just got a brand new house out in Lucan, doesn't work a day, brand new house, Luke, and just got $5,000 or whatever it is to kit out the house with quite good furniture. And she's going, why do I bother? Why don't I just give up work and pretend I'm a lone parent with no money? Because she said, I'll never afford that house in Lucan.
I could go back to your own show in the last couple of weeks, and on one hand, we're giving out about that girl who wants to stay at home. On the other hand, we're saying we have a birth replacement rate problem and we should be financially incentivizing women to stay at home so that they can raise children and increase the population. So it has to be one or the other.
I know, but I'm just pointing out the unfairness that it's unfair on her because she wants to work. That's her priority. She wants to work and she wants to provide. But she will never be able to afford that house in Lucan as long as she's working. If she wants a house like that in Lucan, she's going to have to give up work and just pretend that she can't get a job.
And again, that's back to the inflation, the wages. If the average wage had gone up to 19%, which it should have between 2012 and 2012.
I know, I'm earning less now than I was earning in 2001, for fuck's sake. Okay. Sorry. Did I really say that? Morris, stay there, Sean. Morris, hi, how are you?
I've just set out done an hour's extra work to make sure Dave is kept in the comfort that he's used to.
Yeah. Morris, are you earning more now than you were earning 10 years ago, or are you earning less?
No, less.
Less, yeah. I'm earning less now than I was definitely earning less, 20 yeah. years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Dave's kids, to be honest with you, because, you know, as life goes on, they say, oh, how are you doing, buddy? What did your dad do when you were growing up? Oh, he was a bum.
He was a waster.
He lived off people. Yeah. I know, well, he scavenged off people. He lived off the back of working class people. How many people in work today are carrying people on the dole? It's a chore tree.
Mm. Well, you heard Sean, but Sean does make a point now. Although the estimate is 500 million is defrauded on social welfare every year, Sean does make a point that there is a bigger picture, of course, and there is, you know, money being defrauded all the time by, you know, large corporate companies, et cetera, et cetera. And it really, it's only a small percentage. Would it be really worth our while, from an administration point of view, trying to collect all that money?
Yeah. But listen, he's a little fish in a big pond, but he's taking a lot of money, you know. My conscience wouldn't allow me to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I really wouldn't. And I mean, say, he has no conscience. He tried going the legit way, and he found out an easier way. Medical card, house, rent free, everything taxed.
Your alarm is going off there, Morris, by the way. Can I just point?
I'd rather have a clear conscience than feel guilty about what I've done through my whole life. He's 14 years being a bleed on the taxpayers. I couldn't live with that, man.
No. Neither could I.
He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit.
No. So what should we do? If you knew him, would you snitch on him, by the way?
No, I don't believe in ratting anybody out. I won't do you any good. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd give Dave a job in the social welfare, because if he can fill those idiots for 13 years, he's worth a grand a week.
Well, he did say, Morris, he was caught once, but he was only cut off for 2 weeks.
I know, yeah. Well, like I'm saying, like, they'll always find a way to abuse the system. And I wonder what the guy that's stealing is giving them the work. How does he feel about it?
He obviously doesn't care, because he doesn't have to pay employers PRSI. And he doesn't have any rights. Then, you know, Dave doesn't have any rights. He doesn't get holiday pay or any of that kind of stuff, you know.
I just say Dave is out walking with your man and he got a serious injury and he couldn't walk again. How does he prove to the dole? They're not liable to pay him because he got injured fiddling.
Yeah, well, he wasn't technically working, so your man is covered. He doesn't have to cover him for insurance because he wasn't working technically.
Oh, he'd walk away. He'd be left on the street for an ambulance to come and pick him up by step with him.
Yeah, there was a time years ago where employers were more responsible. They used to say that if you had somebody working for you, that it was their employer's responsibility to make sure that you were paying tax. But they changed that going back about 20 years ago, I think, to where now it's now your own personal responsibility to make sure you're paying tax.
I'll tell you what I've seen too now in the taxi industry as well. On every backseat of a taxi that I've seen so far, cash is king.
Yeah.
Cash is king. They won't take the receipts or the wire. They want cash because they can declare what they want at the end of the year. So there you go.
I was in a taxi there recently and he was pretending to me that his little card thing wasn't working. And I said, well, I'm sorry. You know, and he kept saying, no, the card, it was a foreign lad. And he kept saying the card thing wasn't working. And he said, do you have cash? And I kept saying to him, no, I haven't. So I said, look, there's nothing I can do with it. You don't have to take my name and address. And he went, oh, hold on, it's working again now. And I said,
there you go.
Yeah, it was working all along. It never stopped working. He was just trying to get the cash out of me. Thank you, Sean and Morris. Let me just go to Owen. Owen, hi, how are you doing? How you doing, Owen?
Very good, Neil. Sorry you got cut off there, boy. You know, I'm in rural West Cork.
Oh, okay. Go on. Oh, make it quick. I've got 40 seconds there. Go on, make it quick.
I just make one point there. Morris was saying that if there's an accident at work, that your man isn't covered. Employers want to be wary of that because they'll go after them personally. Like if they get caught with a saw in order to come off a ladder, they'll sue personally, and it'll open such a can of worms in terms of an audit and VAT returns and all kinds. But it'd be insane to be doing that now. Loads of people have been caught.
Yeah.
There was a guy in Cork nearly cut off his hand with the power tool. And he wasn't going through the books with the boss. He claimed off her man personally and he had to cough up. Anyone doing that is just stupid.
Owen, thank you for that. Appreciate it, Owen. There you go. I was showing you Donald Trump while Owen was talking. Anybody doing that is stupid. Owen is right. Thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. A lot of people are very angry with Dave. Some people want to know, can they have his phone number so they can report him? That's not up to us. GDPR, we can't give you people's phone numbers. This is Donald Trump, by the way. If you want to buy a Trumpinator, you can buy him on our website, nileboylan.com. Speaking of which, please support the show, nileboylan.com. And we really need as much help as we possibly can. Remember, please support the show. Before we go, I want to play some WhatsApp messages, by the way, that came in here too. Let me just play one or two of these for you.
I think you should go easy on Dave, because you know that the majority of people out there cannot pay full time to get a job done in their house. So if they get a handyman in to do it without giving them a receipt for half of the price, they will.
No, I'll have to agree with Sarah Jane. The country is full of it, except us gobshites. Because this country now to live in, it's extremely hard. Everything is so expensive. It's extremely hard to live in. You need to keep your family going, and you need to keep your family going with what they want in this day and age, unfortunately. So I would have to agree with Sarah Jane. A lot of people are doing it, and I've heard it from the horse's mouths in my car. A lot of them are doing it, except us Egypts. That's the way I would put it, Niall. Cheers, pal.
Thanks for that, Neil. All right, by the way, please do support the show. We can't operate this show without your support, and it's really important, and it's essential. And also, part of our bigger plan, we need finance. We want to operate something bigger than this, not just this show. There'll be other shows too, live every single day. It will be a network, essentially, of conservative and probably leaning to the right views. Because you can get all the lefty stuff if you want to from RTE and News Talk and Virgin Media. So we need an alternative, and we need a good service. And we can do that. We can provide it. We already have a plan. But we need your assistance and your help and your support. We can't do it without your support. Somebody has to pay the bills. We don't get paid for what we do. We've done it now for a year without getting paid. We do hope at some point, very soon, to be able to make some money out of it. But at this amount of time, we're not getting paid. We don't even make enough money to pay the bills. So please do support the show. Go on and subscribe on the website. $5.99 a month. It's just like buying us a cup of coffee once a month. It's not much to ask. If you can give us a donation, a fiver, a tenner, 6 million quid, it doesn't matter. You can do that on the website, nileboylan.com. We are genuinely desperate for your support, so we really need it. So please, if you can do it right now, go to nileboylan.com. I shall be back again with you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, have a wonderful day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.